At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp%. If you have feedback or like to suggest a guest or topic for the show, email me at hemp%@gmail.com. Max Van Sluis is the president of Dialed In Gummies. Max started his career as a butt tender in Colorado, working directly with consumers and gaining firsthand insight into what makes a quality cannabis product. With a passion for innovation and a deep understanding of the market, he worked his way up the industry ranks, ultimately becoming president of one of the fastest-growing solventless gummy brands in the country. Now Max is bringing Dialed In Gummies to his home state, launching in Ohio. He is committed to offering high-quality, better-tasting edibles that stand out in a rapidly expanding market. Welcome, Max, to Cannabis Radio.
Thanks, Vivian. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you taking out the time.
Absolutely.
So, Max, a cannabis gummy is a type of edible that contains cannabinoids, THC, CBD, etc., that are often flavored and shaped like regular candies, making them a popular choice for both recreational and medicinal cannabis users. What inspired you to start a cannabis gummy business in Ohio, and how does the state's cannabis market compare to others?
Yeah, of course, Vivian. So we started back in Colorado back in 2020. We looked at the market and saw a hole in the edible space and saw that there weren't a ton, if not very little, solventless edible options for, as you just said, cannabis recreational and most importantly, medicinal users. For the longest time, medicinal users were forced to eat products that were made mostly with distillate, which is, you know, it's another form of concentrate, but it doesn't involve all of the cannabinoids and terpenes that come with a solventless product that only enhances that experience for the consumer. So looking at that, we decided to dive in head first and become one of Colorado's first rosin gummies on market. And then 4 years later, becoming one of the top brands in the state, one of the top edibles purchased by consumers, we looked at what was next in terms of potential markets. And it just so happened that Ohio was getting ready to legalize recreational consumption, and we decided to go ahead and look for a license and happened to find one. And so we were able to launch back in December in Ohio and had a very successful launch. We are actually in 80 of the 134 stores currently in Ohio after a short 90-day period. Actually, if I'm honest, we're not even at the full 90 days yet, but we have had extreme success launching into this market and are starting to see some amazing orders come in and are starting to see and hear some amazing feedback from the consumers in the state. And they're extremely excited to have a solventless product like us on shelves.
Wow, that's impressive. I'm in Washington State and we legalized in 2012 and the industry really kind of kicked off in 2013. And I've seen that one of the challenges is that the legal framework just changes as things evolve. What are the biggest regulatory hurdles so far that you face in Ohio when producing and selling your cannabis gummies? And how do Ohio's testing and labeling requirements impact your production process and product innovation?
Of course, Vivian. So just like most markets, Ohio is pretty regulated in terms of its cannabis market. Navigating the regulations can be challenging, but I'd say one of the biggest hurdles for us coming into the market, you know, compliance was one thing, but we had a pretty standard and tight SOP coming with us from Colorado after developing one for a few years. So as long as we held to that SOP, we were pretty positive that our testing for potency, contaminants, microbials, all of that would be A-okay. I mean, we really go out and source some of the best biomass that you can purchase for our solventless edibles, because we look at our product as there's a saying, Vivian, in the solventless world, it's fire in, fire out. And that just means if you're starting with really great material, you're probably going to have an end result of really great concentrate. So it all comes down to the sourcing of the biomass. But I'd say another big regulatory hurdle that we had to get over were the labeling requirements in Ohio. In Colorado, they have pretty tight regulations, but they allow us to still have a decent amount of fun with our labels. And as long as, you know, we basically submit an original label design, and as long as all of that information is always present on the label, we can make any label at any time. Whereas in Ohio, every label has to be approved by the state, and things like strain information, flavors of gummies, all of that can be held up by the state. So we actually have a weekly S&OP meeting, sales and operational planning meeting, that we do every week to ensure that we are looking ahead on the production scheduling and making sure that we have all labels submitted and approved for the state, so that we're not, so that we're not ever held back by the regulations and always trying to stay ahead of that.
And you must have a, I'm sure that it helps you to be adaptive, since you've got history in the state of Colorado and now you're just kind of applying your operation in Ohio. How do you educate Ohio consumers about dosing, potency, and of course, responsible consumption of cannabis gummies?
Yeah, of course. Education's a pillar for us, Vivian. You know, us being a solventless brand and a solventless product on shelves, educating the consumer as to why a solventless rosin-based edible is important for them to consume over other products on shelves is everything for us. So we really lean into pop-ups or PEDs, which are patient education days, where we go in with our customer success associates and set up shop in the lobbies of these dispensaries. And we'll talk with every patient that wants to come and talk with us about rosin and about how it's made and why we use it in our gummies. It's also really important that we do these things called lunch and learns. It's been pretty popular in Ohio, where we get to go into the store. We'll bring lunch, we'll bring, you know, goodies and snacks, and we get to sit down with the bud tenders and have true authentic one-on-one or one-on however many bud tenders are present conversations to really educate them on, again, the process of how our gummies are made, the process of rosin, and the importance of, you know, the difference in the concentrates of why rosin would be the preferred method of consumption versus distillate or even live resin.
Wow. That's awesome. We got another couple of minutes. You mentioned
Vivian, I'm sorry. I totally meant to speak on this as well.
Sure.
Something that makes us really special, especially in the Colorado market and now newly to the Ohio market, is we were one of the first cannabis companies to really dive into QR codes and the usage of them. There's a QR code on every one of our labels. That QR code will take you right to our website, where you can dive into the COAs of every one of our batches and actually learn and understand the cannabinoids and terpenes that were present in that batch. Because as most users do know, but some don't, every cannabinoid and terpene have a medical benefit to the individual consuming that product. And with everyone having different endocannabinoid systems, those terpenes and cannabinoids could affect you and me very differently, even though we consume the exact same gummy. So by putting that educational material up and being transparent about that, we are able to continue to further educate the consumer as to why they're feeling a certain kind of way when they enjoy or consume a certain product of ours. And those COAs can help them further understand that.
Excellent. Excellent. I just know from personal experience that with edibles are a little different from certainly smokable cannabis, because it's easy to, you think you haven't had enough, but it's also easy to kind of misjudge, and then you discover that
definitely
too much, right? So, you know, an informed consumer, and it doesn't matter what it's about, an informed consumer is always the best consumer. And certainly, if you want, you know, brand loyalty, then catering to your market and making sure that they are aware consumers just seems to be just kind of a standard basic practice that not every company follows. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would say most companies aren't putting their COAs up for public view. But that's one thing that really separated us from a lot of cannabis companies, is that transparency. And again, that furthering of the education to the consumer.
All right. I'm talking to Max Van Sluis from Dialed In Gummies. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
We're back with Max Van Sluis. You mentioned that you're a rosin-based gummy company. What else sets Dialed In Gummies apart in a competitive edibles market?
Yeah, our commitment to quality and consistency. That's a tagline that we always stand behind. Quality and consistency is something that's going to make us the standout brand on most shelves. As we expand into future markets, that consistency from market to market is so important, Vivian. The last thing we want is for a consumer that loves our product in Colorado to go visit family in Ohio, go pick up our product and get something different than what they get in Colorado. And we've actually already been complimented by a number of our Colorado consumers that actually do have family in Ohio. So I'm speaking from exact experience where we've actually had consumers reach out to us via our website or Instagram that they're so happy to be able to go back home, visit family and be able to pick up the product that they love so much back in Colorado and share it with their friends and family here. And that the product had just as good quality and consistency that it had in Colorado. You know, our gummies are crafted using really high quality ingredients, as you said, rosin. So it's a solventless cannabis extract that's in the product. And, you know, we use a number of amazing flavors in Ohio. We've got 13 flavors that we use between our sativas, our hybrids, and our indicas, ranging from honeydew to grape punch. You have your classics like blueberry and watermelon and Lux cherry. But then we've got these fun ones like hula berry and guava and starfruit. So by offering these unique flavor offerings that aren't typically found in edibles, we're able to provide an experience to the consumer that gets them excited about not just the concentrate that's in the product, but the quality and consistency, and most importantly, the flavor in that gummy. And, you know, strong brand identity, you know, that's what really kind of roots us down. We're approachable yet premium. We'll sit down and have a one-on-one conversation, like I said, with any bud tender, but we still, like I said, look at ourselves as a premium product. And, you know, we do charge a premium price and we're happy to have those conversations. So, you know, that's what really sets us apart, I would say, and makes us very competitive in the edible market.
One of my favorite TV shows is How It's Made. And I'm just wondering if you can walk us through the process of, you talked about your flavors. Can you walk us through the process of developing a new gummy flavor or product line? What is that process like for you?
Of course. So the first thing we look at, Vivian, is we identify gaps in the market. We go through data, you know, using sites like BDSA, Pistol or Headset, and we look at what exists in the market or what does not exist in the market. And we're trying to find or identify trends that we can capitalize on. Whether it is something, like I said, that's doing very well in a market that we're about to launch in, how can we identify and do something similar? But our biggest thing, Vivian, is looking at where the gaps are so that we can be the innovative company to bring that product to the product suite first. If that's, you know, one thing we like to do as a company is to innovate. And, you know, we have a whole line called our innovation line where we're one of few rosin gummy brands that actually uses other minor cannabinoids in their product to enhance the experience for the customer. Not focusing on just THC, we're using cannabinoids like CBC, CBG, obviously the classic CBD, and the newer ones that are starting to catch a lot of people's attention, like CBC and THCV. We're starting to toy around with a lot of those cannabinoids as well. And by having minor cannabinoids present within those products are only going to enhance that experience for the consumer. So it's very critical that we look at what's out there or what's not out there. And we're not just chasing shiny objects. That's the biggest thing for us. We're also looking at food and beverage industry. What's really great out there, whether unique flavors or trendy drinks, anything of that, that we can kind of look at and capitalize on to create a new flavor for us.
What are the advertising restrictions in Ohio for cannabis products? And how do you navigate those restrictions when you're marketing your cannabis edibles?
Yeah, that's a tricky one, Vivian. I'd say the big thing that most cannabis companies use are social media, obviously, you know, Instagram, Twitter. But as most people will say, Instagram's been really hard to work with now that it's a meta brand. And there's a lot of times where very well-known Instagrams are shut down for the content that they've been posting for years. Now, all of a sudden, there's some kind of issues with it. So that's when companies really have to rely on creators and influencers as well, local or outside of their market, that can help and they can reshare the content. That's honestly been a really big saving grace for us, especially in Colorado and now in Ohio as well. Working with influencers that have, you know, similar values or brand values that can talk about our brand in a super positive way, and then we can reshare that content via our many platforms. I'd say right now, LinkedIn is actually one of our top platforms to really dive into and market our product and our, you know, our launch. But Instagram has no doubt been the platform that we stand on the most in terms of marketing. And then, you know, working with stores, different retail partners, and our collaboration model has really been a huge one for us, Vivian. We were one of the first brands to really take biomass from different grows, whether it be rosin or flower material, take that, turn it into rosin, and then take the branding of that, take the branding of the company that we worked with. We actually put their logo above ours on our label, identifying the LTO/collaboration. And honestly, word of mouth has been a huge one for us. And I know that sounds so old school, but just getting people excited about your product where they are talking about it on a regular basis, you really can't ask for much more than that.
I mean, you know, I've been doing this show for 10 years. I've done 400 interviews. And, you know, one of the goals, of course, is just to educate the public and spread awareness. And it seems like the cannabis industry, or the cannabis marketplace is really becoming much more aware and informed than it was, you know, of course, in the beginning of the industry. It seems people really know what they know what they like, they know why they like it, and they know how to choose it. Do you agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, we even have people going, you know, they're furthering their education, even getting degrees and certificates and like this. I mean, you have people that are now ganjiers that are going through very intense courses to have that title, carry that title with pride, that they know more about any genetic or strain than probably 90% of cannabis users. And the fact that we're getting to that level is extremely exciting, especially for someone like myself who, you know, I got into the cannabis space because I finally saw the medical benefits behind it. I had a friend that had a father that really benefited from cannabis, and it really prevented a lot of his seizures and allowed him to have a normal day-to-day life. And for me, you know, cannabis was always just something fun to do. I never realized the true medical benefits because I didn't have anyone around me that was able to tell me a story like that. And when I knew that and I saw what it did to my friend's father, I dove in head first. I completely left my accounting background and management background and dove right into cannabis. And that's how the whole budtender path started. I was like, I'll start as a budtender. Just let me get into cannabis and let me figure this out.
Yeah, in 1996, I was already doing the Seattle Hemp Fest, and I was a regional cannabis activist. And my father came home to stay with me for 3 months when he was dying of terminal cancer. Mm. And he had radiation treatments. And I'd heard about medical cannabis, and at the time, I kind of thought it was more of a gimmick than anything else, but I gave him some pot. He couldn't hold down an egg, right? Not even one egg for 3 days. And I gave him a bunch of cannabis brownies, and all of a sudden he ate an entire meal and held it down. And that was my epiphany moment. And he ended up living about 3 or 4 months longer than the doctors thought possible because he had wasting syndrome. And they even remarked, you know, your father's been stable for 2 months. We don't understand what's going on. He's like, oh, it's my son, you know, and I'm like, Dad, ixnay around your brain, right? So he gives me these magic brownies, right? But so I can really relate.
Loved that. Hearing that back in '96 too.
Well, you know, actually, the hospice nurses were totally down with it. You know,
they just want, at that point, they want comfort, right? Whatever they
see what works. And they'd heard about it. They'd already heard about it. The doctors were real uncomfortable with the conversation and wanted to change the subject. I'm talking to Max Van Sluis. We're going to come back with our final segment where I'll try to pronounce his name correctly.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
We're back for our final segment with Max Van Sluis. Max, what trends do you see shaping the future of cannabis edibles? And what's your vision for the future of solventless edibles in Ohio and beyond?
Yeah, Vivian, one of the biggest trends that we're seeing right now is solventless. So it's a beautiful thing to be already involved in that space. We're seeing 30% growth year over year right now from 2023 to 2024. It was, like I said, market to market, anywhere from 20 to 30% growth, one of the highest growths in any in any of the categories in cannabis. So right now, the future is in edibles. I also believe that people are, you're seeing flower drop in terms of the market share that it holds year over year. Even concentrate consumption as an inhalable is going down, unless it's solventless. Solventless still growing because you have to factor in the all the shatters, the batters, and the live resins, and solventless rosin. They're all in the same inhalable category. But again, if it's solventless, you're seeing a spike in growth. But right now, you're seeing people that are just looking for cleaner, pure products right now, no chemicals. So the fact that we are solventless, not using any chemicals, and already providing that really clean, pure product that, again, with COAs can show the purity and the cleanliness of this product. So I believe solventless edibles are truly going to be the next wave and continue, and it's already starting. You're seeing, you know, as we go into new markets, there's already 3 to 4 rosin gummies on shelves. So the movement is happening, which is extremely exciting to see because, like I said, Vivian, back in 2020, we were the only rosin gummy on market in Colorado. Now there must be 12 rosin gummies on shelves in Colorado. So you're seeing more solventless and less solvent-based edibles, and it's extremely exciting to see. So I would love to say that we're kind of leading that charge right now.
And I would think it's arguably arguably more healthy to eat cannabis than to smoke or even vape it, I would imagine.
You know, yeah.
Would you agree with that? Is that a stretch?
You know, no, Vivian, I would, you know, I'm an everyday smoker, but I do know that anytime I put anything in my lungs other than oxygen, it's probably not for the best. However, you know, being able to inhale cannabis and enjoy those cannabinoids, it does provide immediate relief to most users. Sometimes it just takes one hit and people feel instantly better. So I understand why people would
rather. You can also alternate, right?
And yeah, of course. You don't have to do it every day.
Just your inhalation a little bit, right? Just kind of spread it out there.
Correct.
How does Dialed In stay compliant with evolving state and federal cannabis laws? What's your approach?
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, state laws, they're currently changing right now in Ohio. There's a Senate bill on the table that could drastically change Ohio laws as we look at it right now in cannabis. There was another one in Colorado. We just have to have a great compliance team that's going to help keep us ahead of this, let us know what's coming down the pipeline so that we can be prepared. You know, obviously working with different regulatory groups like OCAN or MOCAN, or, you know, in Colorado, we've got, I can't think of the name right now. It'll come to me. LEADS, Colorado LEADS. You know, these groups are amazing that help keep us educated as to what the state is trying to do in terms of changing the regulations and laws, and that they can work with us to help lobby against any of these changes that we don't want to see. But we just have to continue to focus on what we can control, you know, building a sustainable and successful business. That's what we have to continue to focus on. And, you know, delivering the high quality product that we always do and educating our customers. Political landscape will always change and it's constantly shifting. So we have to constantly just always stay involved, always be aware. And, you know, like I said, work with the correct parties to stay ahead of things.
Yeah, I read recently there's 9 states where there are efforts underway to actually roll back legalization. Yeah. To that end, are you at all concerned about the kind of, I think we could characterize an uncertain and chaotic nature of kind of our current political environment in terms of the economy and federal policy, or you just got your head down and kind of hope for the best?
Yeah, head down and hope for the best, Vivian. You know, we've got a lot of expansion opportunities right ahead of us, and we want to capitalize on every single one of them. We want to make sure Dialed In is in as many markets as we can put it in to ensure that we can get this product into the hands of as many consumers as possible and continue to help provide, what would you call it, a very clean, high-quality gummy to any consumer that wants to buy it.
Max, our time is running out. What final thought would you like to leave us with, and how can people learn more about Dialed In Gummies?
Absolutely. I just really want to start by saying thanks for everyone who's listening and learning about Dialed In. We are currently on shelves in Colorado and Ohio, and soon we will be on shelves in Missouri. We are a fastly growing cannabis company, and you can find out everything you want about us on our website, dialedingummies.com, or you can look at us on LinkedIn at Dialed In Gummies as well.
Thank you so much, Max. I appreciate you so much. Everything you're doing is really an impressive operation.
Thank you, Vivian. Appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. Now it's time to dial out this show. The Hempresent intro music is 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand, and the outro music is Take Back the Plant by Sticker Bush. See you next time, folks. Stay strong. Marijuana!
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.